If there's a price for rotten judgment, I guess I've already won that. No man is worth the aggravation. That's ancient history. Been there, done that. I won't say I'm in love. I thought my heart had learned its lesson. It feels so good when you start out. My head is screaming, get a grip, girl. Unless you're dying to cry your heart out.
All right, so that was Liviana doing a Disney song. I'm not sure. Have we had Disney songs before? Yeah, on this show.
I don't think so.
I have no idea.
I'm surprised.
We had Aida. That kind of counts.
Well, I know we had musicals, but
well, Aida is Disney, though.
Is it?
So
I hadn't seen it.
Yeah.
I did not know that. But,
so, I haven't seen it either, Gil. It's okay.
Yeah, okay, good.
Okay. I only know that from like, Ambie, because she's the Disney person.
All right, so, Liviana, I'm really, really glad and proud and happy that you submitted with such incredible late notice, because it was, like, pretty much literally last minute.
You're awesome.
So I'm glad, especially for getting... I think, you had mistakes in the song, but I think that... Had you had the full week to do it, mm-hmm. and you did this song, that you probably would have been totally, you wouldn't have had the mistakes that you had.
Mm-hmm.
So, because I could tell for parts of the song, like there were moments in the song that I liked a lot. Overall, though, and I think you know where these mistakes happened, you had some parts that were flat. And I also thought you could have had in a couple more parts of the song a little bit more power. On a couple of notes, and I'm pretty sure you can do that. Although I haven't heard too much where you've done that, but I felt that you could have. Again, I feel a lot of this was because it was rushed. So you did have some off notes, but overall, I think that you did good for what you could do in your time frame. But then again, you know, a little bit flat. Beloved, what about you?
Sorry. I put down that your vocals were a little bit loud, and sometimes your notes were a little wavy, a little bit off key, but it wasn't too, too bad. I thought your lower notes were a little bit too low for you, and I really liked your emotion, though. I thought you portrayed the song really well. It was nice to listen to. Some of your oh no parts seemed to just kind of die out. And your last O at the very, very end, the kind of descending one, went really off key. But I thought it was really nice for such a late submission. Nice job.
Yeah, definitely. Valk.
I loved this. Like, I we say this a lot, but I, like, can't get over how much you've improved since, like, Lone Star. That was, like, a year ago, but still, like, in a year, you've improved so much. And, like, yeah, this had really good emotion. I was super into the emotion. I thought, like, halfway through, like, yeah, around, like, the O notes and the long notes, like, the emotion kind of lacked a little bit. And, yeah, you lost a little bit of power there. Oh, I was happy. I was, like, when I heard the background singers, I was hoping that it was the background, the backing track that had the messed up Check the Queen, You're in Love thing. And then I heard it, and I was like, oh, it is that back track. Awesome. I don't really have, like, anything else to add. I really liked this. It was really good for, like, the hour that you had.
I think she did less. She did, like, closer to 40 minutes. You know,
jeez.
That's awesome, knowing that's finding a song, recording it, mixing it, and yeah.
Yeah.
And I told her, to you.
She said that she was sending him, like, oh, you can do it. Take a little time if you want. But yeah, so good job. All right, so next up and last submission of the night is Mega Dizzy.
Trouble with herself. He was always there to help her. She always belonged to someone else. I drove for miles and miles and wound up at your door. I've had you so many times, but somehow I won't.
Beast of
All right. And that was Mega Dizzy. Dizzy, I'm mad at you, even though you submitted something, because Valk has a reason to fangirl over you again, and I'm not.
Wow, my lovely boyfriend is back. Oh, yeah.
Valk, what did you think about this?
I'm kind of iffy on it. I liked parts of it. I thought, like, on the verses, you were, like, doing that weird voice. Like, the falsetto, but not quite. That weird area in your range was on the verses. And I thought it would have been nice if you had done the verses lower and then the chorus with the falsetto thing you were doing. Because I really liked that. That was my favorite part of the song, was the falsettos in the chorus. There were, like, a couple of mic puffs here and there. And I really liked the emotion on this, but, like, yeah, it sounded weird to me, so it's, like, kind of iffy.
Yeah, your song was mixed extremely loud. In fact, I've got it in Audacity right now, and it's, like, peaking all over the place. But,
Oh, okay, that was just me. I was really loud.
Yeah, no, it was super loud.
I had to turn
loud.
It down.
You had a. I really like this song, and I think you made a good choice for yourself in singing this song. I do think, though, that a couple of notes were off for me in quality, because maybe it were sometimes where they're switched. I think you did a good job of staying in the overall voice that you did, because it's sort of sung there. So I think you did a good job of staying in that area. I like this song for you. As the song got further into it, I wasn't sure how much I'd like it. I like how you started, so all of a sudden I just kind of got impressed. Again, though, I'm really impressed at this being as good as it was for something being so late again. So this is, you know, this is really good
for
doing
awesome.
It. And I think even in about a little bit, I think it maybe even waited a little bit longer before I asked you. I'm not sure. But yeah, so great job. Beloved, what do you think?
I agree with what Valk said about doing the verses lower and then changing it up for the chorus, because one, since you did that voice that you did, it just for some reason made it sound like you were at the top of your range and it was too high for you. So it was kind of uncomfortable to listen to. I was always worried and wondering if you were going to crack or not. And also, some of your phrases, especially in the beginning, in the verses, I thought you needed a little bit more separation sometimes in there, because it all just kind of slurred together after a while. I really, really enjoyed your falsetto, but the last part that you use your falsetto on in the chorus, it goes longer than the other ones, and you ran out of air and died just about every time. So make sure you take a bigger breath for that.
Mm-hmm.
I liked your emotion, but I kind of wanted more. I was a little bit tuned out some of the time because it was just really repetitive and it just didn't really have any dynamic interest for me. But for last minute, this was really good.
I totally agree. All right, so you guys, we are going to cut one person tonight, so we need to talk about who we are going to do that with, and we will be back. All right, guys. Results. All right, so we had a lot of good singers tonight. We were kind of across the board here on who we wanted to pass and cut. So this is be very difficult tonight. It's going to be difficult from here on out. So guys, in future rounds, step up your game. Because it's going to only get more and more competitive. So you need to have that extra edge pretty much thrust out. All right, next then. Who would you say won for you tonight, Valk?
Oh, Aria.
I liked Aria too. I might have Aria and Clary kind of tied for me, so I'd say Clary for me. And what about you, beloved?
You know what? Tonight, Jeffers won for me.
Oh yeah,
Yay!
Jeffers was pretty close too.
He totally won for me. Tonight.
He was just farther down on the order, so I like. Forgot that he was for there.
I was just so happy hearing this song.
I will say I paid the most attention. I had the most fun listening to Jeffers for sure. So, mm-hmm. Clary, Ari, and Jeffers, you're safe. Okay, so we'll save people until we get down to basically our bottom, let's say, three. And then we'll save as we go. All right, so we've got Clary, Aria, and Jeffers safe. All right, I will save Ambi.
Blue.
Save one. Okay, we save one more person, and then we got to save bottom three. So we've got Rochelle, oh. Autumn, Olivia, and Dizzy left.
Who's saving?
Beloved, you save somebody. Okay, I won't make you say who's cut that way. There, see? It's easier.
Okay, well, that's good. I'm gonna save Autumn.
Alright, Autumn is safe. Alright, so, we've got Rochelle, Levine, and Dizzy in bottom three. Okay, so, basically, with Rochelle's song, we had moments, I think, for the overall was our overall note, and you had some parts where it didn't seem as strong, we weren't getting as into it. I think that was kind of an overall agreement there. Lavina, you had some notes that were flat for you, even though we kind of liked your energy. And then Dizzy, we kind of got a little bit less interested as we went, but you had a good tone, but still a couple notes that were kind of off. So that's what we've got there. So... Valk, why don't you save the next person, then we'll kind of discuss between who we're cutting between the bottom two.
Dun, dun, dun. I'll save the person that I disagree with being in the bottom three. Okay. I'll save Rochelle. I had you high on my list. So I was like, what? No.
Rochelle, you're safe. Okay, so far we've got Clary, Aria, Ambi, Rochelle, Jeffers, and Autumn that are safe. That's six. Okay, so we're going to cut one person tonight, so we're down to our bottom two between Oliviana and Dizzy. This, guys, we kind of both agreed on that you guys were in our bottom two. We had to talk about it between ourselves for quite some time before we decided. And then I actually ended up bringing in somebody else to kind of give their opinion because Valk said one person, Beloved said another person, and then I kind of couldn't make up my mind. So it's this is
it really was hard.
Yeah, understand this is not a unanimous decision. So it was that, and even the decisions that were made on one side or another side were not all that easy to make. But the person going home tonight is Oliviana. I feel really bad about this too, because I was so glad that you were back, because you're cool and it'd be cool to have another powerful girl.
I didn't want to cut you.
Yeah, I kind of didn't too, and then I had problems with your song that I didn't have with Dizzy's, and I had problems with Dizzy's song I didn't have with yours. But then again, I still want the show to be as full as possible. So if somebody else drops, I most likely will try and bring you back. And I'll try and give you more advance notice. All right, so that
you
were
awesome tonight.
So that means Dizzy, yay, you are safe. So, yay! Just as a review, we have, let me count back up again. Okay, so we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yep, 7 people through. Clary, Aria, Ambi, Rochelle, Jeffers, Autumn, and Mega Dizzy. All right, so you guys are all through for the next round, which again will be due next Saturday on the 28th. But again, by 11:59 Eastern Time. Okay, so the next idea for main round was kind of brought to my attention by Valk, who had a better idea than I had came up with, because I was just being unimaginative. is songs about physical attraction. So we still have to fit within the love category, but you know, songs basically talking about the other person. We can talk about basically the things, the physical things you like about them, hair, eyes, body, things like that. You guys are allowed to go for a little bit of a funny route here, because this does have that opportunity. But again, this being a love song competition, you know, you probably have bonus points if you
got back.
Technically, I'd accept it because, you know, don't worry. You can even do You can even do the Jonathan Colton version of it that I did. All right, so that will be the next round. If you guys have questions, I'm going to try and explain a little bit more in detail what we're looking for by that in the email if that's confusing, or you can ask questions, of course. Again, that will be due by the 28th. And everyone, again, please submit on time to loveme@voicehollywood.org. And yeah. All right, so thank you, and thank you again, beloved Star and Valk, for judging tonight.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you, guys. Good night.